Welcome to the show, everybody. Gore, what's going on this week?
Well, you tell me a harrowing tale of some nighttime visitors you had.
We figure out which lightsaber color you are.
And I'm trying to figure out if I'm a fan of fandom.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
I don't think I am.
Can you confirm that? It's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
I saw it happening. I saw it happening on the television there with the morning hosts of the said city TV program in the breakfast television. Oh, my goodness. The way the hosts of that thing were talking about groceries and gas, you'd almost think they actually like are affected. Crazy. You know what I mean? Like it's even hitting hard on some of Rogers' top employees. Tough.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky with the gas thing because I don't drive at all.
Yeah, and I mean...
I do, but it's
fair, yeah. I mean, it's fucking up there. It's crazy right now. And the idea is that it's actually so high up there now that, like, the dude who used to fill up his Lamborghini, he's still filling it up. But he's making note of, like, wow, that seems a lot higher than it used to be, right? Like, even... Because they're getting the fucking super-duper premium. They can't get the regular gas like us idiot peons.
Well, how big is a tank in a Lamborghini, though? It's smaller, right?
No, you got at least 40 liters.
Yeah? Yeah. It'd be weighed down a little.
Yeah, but they would have it in a nice rectangular bottom, and it would act as a cool little center of gravity, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would have to be at least 40 liters. That's not a lot. All right, that's like a Corolla.
Yeah, no, I know. I just wondered if because it was a supercar, it would have a small one.
Oh, I would think some of the big, big supercars, like a Bugatti, for sure. But like an average, you buy like a...
An average Lamborghini.
An average Lambo, John.
Like, just the regular one anyone could pick up.
You know, everybody's got a Urus, no? I love my cars, man. And it's kind of sad to me that, like, I don't have the nice... Like, I would never want the nicest cars, but I also know, like... The meme of the like, if I won the lottery, you'd know. Trust me, you would know. And it would be very quick and like the sense of people would be like, why'd you buy a Volvo station wagon? I'd be like, you mean the Volvo V60 that does 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds and can fucking stomp most Porsches off the line? Yeah, that Volvo. Like, it'd be like, shit.
Most Porsches. Man, you could just buy a Porsche.
Well, no, that would be the Sunday car. I mean, the Volvo's for getting groceries, Joe.
Oh, I see.
Your Sunday trip car is a different thing entirely. Like, that's the
mindset of a car guy, I guess.
The thing is, like, that's when you know, man, when you see guys driving around just in Cayennes and Macans and stuff, and you're like, wow, like, that is your daily driver. Now, the thing is, I would say 90% of those Porsche guys, that's like their only, like, that is their daily, like, there is no car for Sunday. Right. There is no like, hey, we're going to the gala tonight. Let's take the fancy car. It is the fucking fancy car. They're driving it Monday to fucking Wednesday at no frills, too. And in my real world scenario, I got myself a nice fucking fancy car that I pull out just for Sundays and galas, man. You know?
Right. Because if you can afford a car just for Sundays, you're going to galas.
Well, one of the things I heard on the radio this week, but that was the funniest, was like people talking about the inflation and yada yada, right? And this one girl's trying to like complain, and she's like, "Listen, the thing is, it's hard to take people who have horses and boats seriously when they complain. Like when somebody who's got a horse or a boat comes up to you and is like, "Hey, lettuce, crazy, eh? Like fucking mushroom prices out of this world." It's like, shut the fuck up, right? Like, there's a certain point where it's like, if you like, I've never met somebody who was down on their luck.
Yeah,
had,
I get it.
And had a horse or a boat.
I totally get it. It's like, I hate everyone who has a pony. Like, if you grew up with a pony,
okay.
Is that how you wanted it?
Oh, I don't think it was how I wanted it. C Plus Productions proudly presents Can You Confirm That? Starring Gaurav Wander and John Brown. Welcome, everybody, to Can You Confirm That? We're the podcast where two buddies catch up on the week and talk about what's going on. Welcome, and glad you tuned in this week. My name is John Brown. I'm here with my co-host, Gaurav Wander. How are you doing?
Just Gaurav Wander. Wow. Did I piss in your fucking Fruit Loops this morning? Where was the magnificent, the marvelous, the trendsetting?
Say it one time to a guy.
It goes right to my head, you know.
Yeah.
Good, man. How you been?
I've been good. I have a story for you, though.
Okay. Who'd you meet in the park this time?
Something for real. This is a true story. Okay. We can talk about it if it was truth or not after, but this is truly the events as I experienced them.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, it's, well, potentially, depends what you think. Last night, I was awoken at like about 4:30 in the morning or something like that. And I was like really startled. And from my bedroom, I can see a wall in my main living room. Gotcha. And it was like, I could kind of see like, you know how your eyes play tricks on you, I guess. So I could see like different like shapes or whatever on the wall.
Not familiar with the experience, man. My eyes are perfect, but go on.
Okay. Yeah. You know, the expression that people have used. So I kind of see this like shape on the wall, and what I'm noticing why I woke up was like this loud screeching noise. So I like pop out of bed and I walk towards the wall, and there's like these weird characters on my wall, like in these like couple lines. Like backwards E's and like thin numbers and stuff like that, like characters, not numbers, but like lines, thin lines and stuff. And these like thin lines
or like hieroglyphics or whatever.
Yeah. It felt like that, like on the black wall, a little bit of light. And then there was this loud screeching noise, and I got up, I walked to the living room, and I kind of looked, and it started to fade. And then like maybe 40 seconds later, the screeching noise kind of turned off or stopped, I should say, I guess. And I didn't know what it was. And I live in a building, so like it sounded like maybe it was like some appliance or something being weird in a unit above me, potentially, because it couldn't have been anything from outside.
Sure.
But it also
like a car being stolen or something, tires squeaking or something.
No, but what I'm wondering is if it was like a straight up close encounter.
We're going to jump right to that.
Yeah.
Right into that. Okay.
It felt very, it startled me. It woke me up, and it felt like a close encounter.
I got questions.
Yeah.
As usual. I mean, listen, I know the listeners do too, and one of the things they appreciate is that you often give us stories, John, that have only more questions after. Yeah. So, the symbols on the wall.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, could you read anything of them, or do you think this was just blurry eye vision, middle of the night? Or was this like, no, this is crystal sharp. I can see on the wall that's a backwards E, an upside down V, a cross with two lines in it. Like you knew that's what you were seeing or not. Like, what do you got?
Yeah. Do you want me to answer? It was,
of course. Yeah.
It was sharp images. It wasn't blurry, but I couldn't make out, like I could see shapes, but like it was not characters that looked familiar.
It was all like gibberish to you. It could have been like a,
yeah. That's right.
Alien language and or it was a foreign sort of like, language, you wouldn't know.
It was sort of like glowing yellow.
Now, did it look like there was... like, so on the wall, is it glowing on the wall? Or does it look like it's perhaps like the projection of a shadow through a stencil? Maybe
Right? Kind of like that, yeah. A little bit, but kind of glowing, but through a stencil. Does that make sense? Kind of glowing, but like,
yeah, I'm just trying to paint a picture for myself and those listening to kind of be like, okay, so you're You're in bed. You're looking through a doorway. You see a wall in the distance.
And I jump up and walk through that. Come closer to the door, and it's still there. Like, I go through the door.
And
I hop up, you know, right out of my bed. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and assume that, like, all of maybe, like, the curtains or the blinds in the main room are open, perhaps, closed. Or the outside.
All closed.
Okay, well, see, listen, man, that's that. You got to build that suspense at the beginning. Because this whole time, everybody's sitting there listening in their cars at work, at the office, and me. And we're all saying to ourselves, well, obviously somebody's got, like, some sort of, like, stencil or something outside. Maybe a flashlight. They're, like, fucking with you. But, no, you're telling me everything's closed. There's no outside source of light.
Yeah. So for context, I live very close to a main street in downtown. So I close all my blinds at night after a certain hour because I don't want light shining in. I live on an ambulance route. So those drive by at late hours at night silently. But if I had all my blinds open, I'd just see like lights all the time and I wouldn't want people to be able to come see in. So I never keep my blinds open.
Now that creates a mystery. That creates a lot of questions because I'm assuming you got cars driving by, street lights, you got lights outside, creating flashes and flickers on the wall all night long anyways. And you're just kind of
missing,
but now you're seeing symbol.
Yeah, so it was more surprising for me knowing that fact that everything was, there should not have been something glowing on my wall, like shining on my wall.
Well, yeah, no, there shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Close encounter. This is, see, now you get it. Now you're on my side more.
No, no, I mean, I wasn't not on your side to begin with. I was curious as to, like, you know what I mean? Like the detective in you, the CSI, the forensics wants you to be like, okay, let's follow the evidence. Could it have been a light trail? Could it have been, could this been of that one weird time somebody had a giant 4-foot stencil that they were walking around outside? And a car drove by at the right time to just create the shadow, cut through and onto your wall. But no, if everything is, there's no light source to make that happen. And you can just see. Now, the thing is, if the curtains are blind, or like the blinds or the curtains are closed, is there a lamp or something on in the room? Like, how would you even be able to see anything in the darkness?
Well, you know, like, obviously, you can see a little bit. There's one small light in the room. You see this thing from Sage, this air purifier thing in the back here that I'm pointing at, that strip of light?
Yeah, yeah. Now,
that would be shining.
And that light illuminated enough of the wall for you to be able to say there's characters on the wall.
For reference, it's the Ohm by Sage Nebulizer or whatever.
All right, man. They will send you one next week. Okay, this week's episode brought to you by Ohm. Do you want your room to smell different than it did before?
Fuck yeah.
Then get an Ohm. Use promo code CYCT. Enter it at the website. If it doesn't work, just send their support team a quick email saying, can you confirm that sent you? And their support will inevitably reach out to us and say, what the fuck are you guys doing over there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So back to my aliens. The noise though.
Yeah. So noise. Describe the sound. Now I've got a visual on the room. I see letters on the wall. They're glowing yellow. Is that what you said?
Yeah, kind of like bright. It's like a muted, like yellowy muted.
Right. Because when you said that, like initially, when you initially said that, I was just thinking like, you know, like the street lamp yellow kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like, oh, that gets in through the window or something, but no. So we have to now break this down from another side. We have to look at it from a different angle. We got visual. Now we need the auditory, right? So what did we hear? You say it sounded like it came from above you. Right above you or was it above the characters? Like where was the sound? 3D spatial, man. Map it.
Okay. So I don't have any neighbors on my bedroom side. It's a hallway. So there's no sound directly to one side of me. I have no neighbors in front of me either. So I only have one neighbor on my far side and then people above. So I assume that the noise, if any noise happens in my unit, that's not from my unit, it's from above. But it was like a rumbling, like a rrr. I'm not going to try to do the noises, and a screeching noise at the same time, like kind of like an underlying noise with like a screeching, grinding noise.
Screeching, grinding noise.
Yeah.
All right, so someone was clearly being murdered in the apartment above you.
Okay.
And in a last-ditch attempt to be saved, they tried to telepathically write a note onto your wall.
Mm.
But because they were doing it like in mirror mode, exactly, it was all backwards. So what you want to do is keep a mirror in the bedroom. And if those words appear tonight, just hold it up and try to read it. Okay, so...
That's more plausible to you than
well, I think.
Encounter. I think I'm closer.
What was the encounter? Well, like this, a close encounter can also be a spiritual thing.
Right? Sure. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be alien. It can be ghost.
Yeah.
It can be the spirit world. It can be fucking.
Isn't that weird though?
It was
weird. Like I heard this weird noise. That was probably what woke me up. And then my eyes were playing tricks on me, and I saw this shit on my wall. But the two things happening at the same time were freaky.
That's what I mean. I think there's more than meets the eye.
Oh.
I would... And I don't know. You probably will sleep like a fucking baby tonight. But I think in my world, I'd be setting up, like, you know, infrared cameras and... Yeah. Fucking microphones. I would have some trip wires going. There would be a lot happening on my end tonight.
You think it won't affect me, you don't think?
I don't think it will. To me, I feel like it would take at least three nights in a row.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
In the world of like where horror movies are made and someone gets immediately scared and runs out of the house and tries to tell everybody, I think I saw a ghost, and everybody's like, oh, Billy, you're just being crazy. In your world, what happens is it's like Wednesday, and it's been happening for three nights in a row. And on Thursday, you throw it in casual conversation at lunchtime where it's like, I think I've been being visited by a ghost the last three nights.
Yeah, but he's a pretty good guy, you know.
I feel like he just common. Wants the game. I think he's looking for a gaming buddy.
You know, I'm kind of lonely anyway, so...
I may have killed him in a game and perhaps he died in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I don't know, man. Keep an eye out. Be safe. hopefully this doesn't turn into like the haunting of John Brown or anything
totally
like that.
Crazy. So I don't have a walking story this week, but I thought that that would suffice for everyone out there. True story. The events that happened...
You say so.
Happened as I described them. Whether that was all in my mind or not, I'll let everyone else be the judge. I was a right mind. I had been sleeping for hours.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Cause like,
yeah, that was good.
It's like the dad who tells you that like he ended up in the kitchen at 2 a.m. and had four bowls of Nesquik cereal. And you're like, well, of course you were sober for that. Right, Bob? Bob's like, yep, totally.
I never drop acid on a Sunday night, man.
Not the edibles at all.
No.
Goodness. Yeah, fun. Fun times with alien encounters. Is that your first encounter? Is this your first close encounter, or do you think you've had some more in the past?
Yeah, I don't know, because I will always, like, The first I can, there's one thing that I can remember that was like, whoa, what is that? But it was just a transformer exploding a little, like a few blocks away. Okay. But like the noise those make and how it like lit up the whole sky freaked me out when I was a kid. And my blind was open back when I lived at my parents' as a teenager.
Yeah, so you saw like a giant flashbang outside, and
then heard like a
it's the Viet Cong. Get down!
Yeah,
my dad told me about Korea.
They make that crazy noise too.
So. Yeah. Okay. So, but that's explained. Like, there's no unexplained, nothing you can kind of point back to be like, I still don't have a good answer for what the hell that was.
A thing that I would not already have justified. I would never stay. Like, I don't believe in ghosts. I have ghost stories for you.
That's okay. And so I don't go down that road, I guess. You don't have to believe in them, John. They just have to believe in you. It's my understanding of how ghosts work from all my spectral science work that I've done.
in my early-ish 20s,
okay,
maybe early-ish 20s, I had a friend. You have met him. He was playing a gig in Guelph and telling us how him and his buddies all used to live in a house together. And they were all moving out, and he was telling.
Sounds like a right up fucking sausage fest, but okay.
An old, well, you know, your roommates in college.
Yeah, but listen, gotta be progressive. There's a lot of mixed roommates.
He's telling us about after his gig. He's telling us about how they'd all moved out, and some creepy occurrences that sort of felt weird. It was this old house in Guelph as they were moving out. So we decide to go. They've all moved out at this point, and we'd all decided, maybe six of us, to drive out to the house and check it out. And when we got there, there were lights on, and there was music playing, and a couple of the guys thought they saw like a person cross through past a window, and they all believe they had a ghost story happen.
That was a squatter for sure. Right, but, it's what it's Guelph in yeah. like that early. It was just getting dirty, right? Like it's exactly. People are literally across the street, being like, "Hey, that fucking house is unattended."
Yeah.
What do you think the landlord is? I don't know. Probably doesn't live in Guelph though. All right. Well, that's my new fucking house for the week. Right. Like that's. I guess most ghost stories can be attributed to crackheads. In all honesty, right? Like it's usually just, hey, somebody needed a place to shoot up. That's why you saw a big scary shadow underneath the bridge. Right. Like it's, but that being said, let's not discount it. Because it didn't happen to you doesn't mean people didn't see what it is weird to me though, how like you generally only encounter like ghosts in a situation where you're already like, this is an abandoned house. Right? It's like, well, yeah, it's like you never like, let's go to the most fun McDonald's in the world. Ghosts are there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always obviously going to be some place where you're like, it's creepy here. You're like, all right.
I stayed in a haunted hotel. Have I told you that story?
Right. You did. Yeah. Did that on the pod here.
Yeah.
Right. And at the time, nothing did nothing for you, huh?
No.
You saw more shit last night in your bedroom.
Totally.
Than you, okay.
I left Junior Mints out for that ghost in the haunted hotel. So maybe that's why there's no treats left out. But it's aliens this time, not ghosts, I don't think so.
Listen, man, at least there's action in the bedroom, right? That's all you can ask for. And aliens is another kind of action. And are you sure you didn't get abducted last night? Like, would you know? Yeah, would you know? Right? No, yeah. How would you know?
Well, it hurt. I mean, there. It's been hurt.
Would you? Would you wake
up? It's painful to see.
Tell me about that shoulder pain. Tell me about that pain you were having.
Like, it's like I've been sitting on a pillow. I brought a pillow with me to work.
Literally start this episode stretching out your back because it hurt.
Yeah.
Did aliens blow out your back last night, bud?
Oh, God.
Tell me it's not so. Truthfully, how would you know, right? Like, if the idea is like you saw the fucking hieroglyphics and you're like, oh, my God, what is this? You get out of the bed. You take two steps. At that point, they've snatched. You're snatched. Yeah. You're immediately in a state of shock where like you wouldn't even remember what happened there. They send you back down having like roofied you to the point where like all you really remember is seeing some letters on the wall. Like, you know what I mean? You wake up in the morning and you're like, what was that? What happened? All I remember is seeing some letters on the wall. And that's it. That's all they need.
You know, I don't remember going back to bed last night.
Exactly. That's dun, 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 dun. Right? When you do, oh, goodness, how'd I get here? Oh, that's a scary one, right?
You know what, though? I did go back to bed, and I slept just fine for, like, another hour.
That's fine. Did you, like, what did you say to yourself to put yourself to bed? Did you just say, ah, fuck it, I'm old, I'm going back to sleep? Or were you like, like, you would have had to have come up with something for your brain. Like, you would have had to have justified it or created some rationale in that moment that sounded good enough for, like, your 4 a.m. brain to be like, yeah, okay, I'll buy that, let's go to bed.
I just remembered that I had to tell you that story on this podcast. That's what I thought about.
Aw. And your dying last moment.
This is a good story. This is a good story to share.
That's usually, that's okay. Fair. Yeah. I mean, hindsight being what it is, do you think it was a good story to share? Or do you think this is going to be like a digital footprint issue for you in the future where people are,
yeah,
you know, right? 2026, John Brown believes in aliens. It's like,
segment went okay?
Well, I think the segment went fine. I didn't admit to anything. You know what I mean? I'm fine. I asked questions. Questions everybody had. All we know about you is that you spent a night with aliens last night, and you didn't remember it this morning, and your back hurts a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so this episode comes out on Star Wars weekend, right?
Oh, man.
Do you know that? So we release probably Thursday night. And people will listen Friday, Saturday. Saturday is May the 4th, which is known now since the Big Bang Theory show came out. It's known as Star Wars Day. And we can kind of stretch that to, like, May the 4th be with you is the whole coin term. And then you can say Revenge of the 5th. And you can even say, like, Return of the 6th.
Really? 3 days.
Well, I mean, you could stretch it out if you want to stretch it out. I'm a friend of yours who owns a replica lightsaber, so I stretch it out 3 days for sure.
Real talk. How many days of Black History Month did you celebrate?
I make a joke and say, like, all 31?
I got that bonus. I took advantage of the bonus one this year.
Smart, right?
Oh, shit. Awesome.
That was so fun. Okay. no, I stretch it out because, as a context, we talk about it every once in a while. I'm not like a crazy hardcore Star Wars fan, but I think that Jedi are cool, and the lightsaber is the best sci-fi weapon of all time. And that's how I feel about it. And that's what makes me like Star Wars, that I just have a fascination for the lightsaber.
That's fascinating. Not my choice of best weapon in sci-fi.
Yeah, what do you think is the best weapon in sci-fi? We can go on that tangent quick.
Easy. His name is the Terminator.
Oh, okay. You don't think that a lightsaber could take out the Terminator? Come on.
I don't think the lightsaber would exist in a Terminator. Like, the AI would be like, fuck that Jedi shit. They're not getting here. We're going to blow up the planet before they even do.
I mean, there's tons of droids in Star Wars, and they stand no chance to a Jedi Master.
All right. Well, then maybe specifically the T-1000, the liquid metal one.
Yeah.
That guy was fucking crazy. Was that Robert Patrick? Man, that was something. When you go back to Terminator 2, and if you ever watch it, take a look at that little melting metal shit and tell me that wasn't amazing special effects for that time period, considering, like, the other stuff that is...
There's the scene where he walks through the prison door, the jail door, that I've seen them in, like, recent years, like Quarter Digital even try to duplicate and couldn't even do it as well.
That's how you should have known James Cameron was going to build a Titanic. Yeah. Right, like he cleared, like, that's part of it. Because I mean, listen, Star Wars, I enjoy it. I get it. I understand there's a lot of lore and all that good stuff, but, like, to watch those original trilogy, it's not as cool as the liquid metal guy walking through the jail cell. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's a special effects difference. And I get that it's like a 20-year difference in when they were made and stuff, but it's like what people seem to forget is that Star Wars was made on a really cheap budget, right? Because they didn't know if the first movie was going to do well. So when you watch the first movie, it's like the special effects are bad for even the time when it was made, because it was made cheap, right? Whereas the Terminator and Jurassic Park is like, holy shit. But that's only because they had... So I'm gonna level the playing field and say that's actually kind of cool doing the lightsaber and all that stuff in that time with miniatures and making all that cool stuff.
In case there's a confusion, I don't think the lightsaber is the best looking special effect in sci-fi weapons. I just think overall it's the most exciting, coolest weapon to imagine using for myself. Like, to be able to wield a lightsaber is the coolest weapon. Like, any blaster or any other weapon I've ever seen in a sci-fi film. In my opinion, that's number one.
I'll give you that. That's kind of cool. It is neat to have that hanging off your belt. Yeah. You kind of sold me with the idea of, like, myself. The idea of, like, is this something... Like, man, I really like the four bazooka thing from Commando, but like, I ain't got the upper fucking body strength to hold that thing. So no, right? But like, I could wield a lightsaber. I get it. I bet you they're like pretty lightweight, right? Because it's all light particles and titanium practically. So it's got to be like
the weight of
an iPhone. Like, you mean like shit?
Sword experts have talked about how you would wield a lightsaber if they actually existed, because they're like, just the hilt has any weight, right? The blade would have no weight at all because it's just light.
Balance. So,
wouldn't swing it and fight with it like a sword. You just swing it like this in front of someone, and eventually you would just make it like, you would just erratically swing it in front of yourself. And there's no weight, so you could just move it as quick as you want, just wave it in front, and just you'd get out all your enemies.
I think that makes sense, but I think there would still be, like, you don't want to fucking shake weight it. You don't want to be, like, sitting there jerking off your goddamn lightsaber in front of somebody's face, right? Like, you just wait here. This is going to fucking spray. Don't worry. It's going to hurt. Keep your eyes closed.
That's what the expert said.
But I would imagine it's graceful. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be able to do things that are very ballet-ish, right? Like
a figure.
Things that would be hard to do if you were King Arthur and wielding Excalibur, which is fucking heavy, and you got to balance it in a different way. Yeah, I get that. Be more like a baton, I guess.
Yeah.
Twirling a baton around with a fucking lightsaber. Like, they should maybe do that in the next Star Wars. Or just they just make it seem like wielding a lightsaber is the equivalent of doing like circus tricks.
Well, you can't make it realistic, because that's the whole point. It's not based in realism.
I'm sorry. Did I offend the Star Wars nerd by pointing out a flaw in the logic?
In honor of Star Wars Day and my favorite weapon, the lightsaber, I thought we could play a game.
I like games.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to make you play one. I'm going to send you a link.
Oh, okay. Like a game. This is getting interactive.
Yeah, man.
What lightsaber color are you? Which one is the evil one?
Well, we'll find out. You're going to do the test. I'll do the test with you.
Okay, but I want to do it in a way that makes me evil. All right. So let me know when I'm ready to click. I see a start here, and what does MTFBWY mean? Oh, may the force be with you. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picking up. I get it.
We're gonna do this this online quiz about what lightsaber color are you, and then we'll learn what our characteristic is. It's, you know, like one of those like ENTJ or like type of quizzes, as in depth as that quiz.
Probably a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like this one might have some actual scientific bearing. Do you want me to just go ahead and answer this? Yeah, or do you have any questions?
The first question is, which of the following would you most likely subscribe to? The Jedi Order, the Gray, which is force neutral, or the Sith, which is dark side? So I guess this is your first question and answers.
Like, I... So isn't it like fairly simple here, John? If I just say the light side, obviously, what is that, like green and blue or some shit? I don't know.
No, there's more colors than that.
Sith will just be red? And like, don't I automatically on this first question, though?
No.
Unless I go force neutral, right? Like, I don't want to be red state, blue state. I'm not about left or right winging it here. I'm going to be force neutral. I want to be in the gray.
Let's talk about quickly what that means. If you are on the Sith side, that just means that you like the dark side of the force, which means that you're going to like get your force power from anger. So if you can channel your anger well, you'll want to pick the dark side. And if you can be calm and collected in any situation, you'll want the light side. How about that? Is that fair? We're going to get into some Star Wars lore.
You really put that together well. And I got to be honest, this is one of those things where I know the ADHD in me says I'm calm and cool and collected in a crisis because that's just the way its brain is wired. Okay. But I know the Gemini in me wants to be like, yeah, but I'm a raging fucking anger machine sometimes. And I really like be able to harness the power of my anger. Yeah. Does kind of appeal to me because right now it's something that's out of my control, right? Right now it's you don't want to get angry. You don't want to be all the Hulk. But if it's like that anger becomes my superpower, then that could also mean I don't need to be all zen. I don't need to be meditating. Like this is, now you've raised questions. That kind of make me still say I kind of want to just be force neutral because does force neutral mean I can be either one any day of the week? Like if I wake up on a Monday and I'm like, yeah, today I kind of want to be a Jedi-ish kind of guy. I just want to be good. I just want to see the light side of things. And then like on a Tuesday, I wake up and I'm like, ugh, fuck, Monday sucked. I'm just going to be all dark side today. Like, is that what the gray is? Because if so, then that's what I want to be.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest, the gray.
Okay, so not knowing, I'm going to go with the gray.
Okay, let's do it.
I'd just be like, you get no lightsaber, motherfucker. All right, so which of the following would be your focus? Saber abilities. Okay, so how to twirl my baton.
Yeah.
Force abilities. So like how to like think about a door closing and closing it.
Yeah.
Tech abilities. What essentially being like Chewbacca, I guess.
Well, like Anakin Skywalker was like the best pilot in the Clone Wars or whatever. And he built a C-3PO when he was like a small kid and shit. So he had like those abilities are part of using the Force.
Well, I guess I just want to be well-rounded.
He was like Cyborg. Right? Yeah.
Why wouldn't I just want to be well-rounded? Who am I trying to impress? Sure. I don't want to be frontline saber guy. And I don't really want to. I don't want people to be like, hey, man, get him to turn the lights off. He can do it great with his brain.
Those first two questions I'm not so fond of because they're like kind of leading the witness a little bit.
And for me, I'm a hostile witness where you know I'm not going to play the game.
No kidding.
No matter.
Well, okay, did you pick one?
I did.
Okay.
So what is my primary goal in dealing with conflict?
This is a better question because this one you should just answer.
Compromise. What is my primary goal? Okay, this is a life question, right? This is the kind of thing that I could deal with like when I'm talking to my parents, significant others, my children, coworkers, whatever you want, right? You always have conflict. So what is your primary goal in dealing with conflict? Effective compromise, ensuring justice, protecting others, best to avoid conflict, victory. Well, yeah. Son of a bitch, man, I don't get into a conflict to lose, okay?
Okay.
If you drag me into the muck, you're going to get dirty and you might die. That's the whole fucking thing. Effective compromise. I'm sorry. The time for compromise was before the conflict began.
All right.
All right. Ensuring justice for me and me only.
So victory it is, eh?
Victory it is.
Okay. What do you think mine is?
God, I don't know. What was the pussy one there? Let me see. Best to avoid conflict, I'm guessing.
You're a son of a... Yes, that was it.
All right. Learning things. Okay, which of the following are you most naturally driven by? Feelings, logic, ethics, power. Oof. Now, this is going to be a weird one because this is where, like, my I was going to say oxymoronic, but actually my contradictorial nature will come out. As much as I am driven by victory and conflict, I'm also not one to crave the power. Not driven by it. Yeah. Power hungry scares me. I don't love the overambitious because it's a thin line between doing things for yourself and then doing things for yourself. You know what I mean? Like there's a difference there.
I do. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to go, one of my most naturally driven by, this is a strange one. I'm going to go with ethics. I couldn't get into my feelings on this one as much as I wanted to. And as much as logic you would think would drive me, it's not a driver.
That's what
it's
mine
a passenger,
is.
Right?
I picked logic.
Well, logic to me is a passenger. It should always be there, right? But what's driving the car for me would be the ethics, right? Your logic, make sure you're doing ethical things. I like that question, actually.
I think logic's more a navigation system.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's key. You need it. What's your greatest drive to fight? Oh, all right. Protecting others, protecting myself, becoming a hero, besting my enemy. Well, listen, if you've been listening for the last couple minutes, guys, you know, I'm not here for the power. I'm not here for the vanity. I'm not here for the glory. I'm not looking to become a hero. I don't need legends written about me.
Right.
Am I looking to protect others and myself? Well, I mean, sure, if you're in the conflict, but the truth is victory means I am besting my enemy. So if I'm driven to victory, that means I'm also looking to hurt my enemy. This is personal, right? This is one of the things where, like, you don't want to get into a hockey scrap with me. I'm doing it for my teammates. I will fuck you up.
Yeah, it's your enemy, man. You don't have to be nice to them.
Exactly. All right. Socially, what do you prefer? Large groups? Small groups, isolation, in the spotlight, depends on my mood. It's going to be an easy one for me. Yeah. I'm not going to dilly-dally. I'm going to jump right into depends on my mood. I think if you were to ask me what my preference is, it's small groups and isolation.
Yeah.
I'd like to be in a remote cabin right now in Nunavut. But hey, life is what it is.
Maybe not.
And I'm here, right? Oh, no, fuck yeah, man. I'd be in Iqaluit right now. I'd be, like, in the northernmost, remotest town. I'd be somewhere where, like, flying in butter cost me, like, $30 for a stick. It'd be so far out. But, you know, friends, family, obligations, all that good stuff. People expect you to do certain things. So it depends on my mood. Depends on my mood. Listen, I'd love to go to a Blue Jays game with 50,000 other people around me, but then I also love to watch it at home in a VR headset by myself, right? So,
right.
When you get in an argument, you tend to agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. Find a common ground. Agree with the other's position to avoid arguing. Respectfully tell them they're wrong. Argue until they change their mind. I gotta be honest, man. My answer's not listed here.
Okay. Just keep hammering home your point until they give up. Is that your answer?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need them to change their mind. I just need them to wilt under the pressure.
Yeah.
Right? I just need them to be like, listen, at this point, it's fruitless. I like the idea of when somebody looks at me and says, to argue with you is fruitless. And I'd be like, fuck, yeah, you get it.
As your podcast co-host, I know this very well.
There you go. Now, if you're going to ask me what I tend to do, listen, I might want victory in conflict, but the goal is to avoid conflict. Mm-hmm. And you can avoid conflicts when you start an argument or get into one by just respectfully reminding someone that they may be wrong in their positioning and that I am never wrong. And so the respectful thing to do here is to just accept that they might be wrong.
Yep.
And I don't need anyone to ever say to me, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Yep. All I'm ever asking for, John, and like you might want to take notes here, buddy. All I'm asking for is I may have been wrong. I just want you or anyone to entertain the possibility that you might have been wrong. And that's enough for me. And then I will spend the next 20 minutes hammering home the fact that you were.
I respectfully tell them they're wrong, too.
Yeah. Do you like sand? Yes.
This is a very specific question.
I don't like sand. This is a Star Wars question. And irritating, and it gets everywhere. So let me guess. Is this all about the deserts of Tatooine or something?
Well, it's an Anakin Skywalker quote.
I fucking love sand, then.
Yeah.
Good question. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets it. You know what? That's not wrong. I wish the question is, are you indifferent to sand?
Yeah.
Because the question is,
it's a leading question. I'm wondering if you side with Anakin or not.
You know what? I'm going to say yes, because I like the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. What experience would you most... So what you're telling me, John, is of this 21 question quiz, there's only three that will really determine what the fuck's going on here. But okay,
let's just try to get through. We're on number 9, so let's keep going.
What experience would you most enjoy? Achieving a difficult goal? Falling in love? Jumping out of a plane? Mm-hmm. Chilling on a private beach? Or winning a competition? I'm going to cut to the chase here. I know exactly what it is. What experience in love for you, right? And you know what that is, John? That is a difficult goal to achieve. So I'm going to go with achieving a difficult goal.
Oh, okay. I'm going with chilling on a private beach. Even though I don't like the sun that much, that's still, the chilling part is swaying me.
Yeah, I could see you being a reluctantly good beach chiller. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, initially you'd be like, I don't fucking love this. But then like 30 minutes in, you got some water, you got some drinks, you got the wind hitting you. You see a nice couple of ladies bikini clad walking by, and all of a sudden you're like, the beach ain't so bad. The beach ain't so bad. I can deal. Which of the following do you value most? Passion, self-discipline, critical thinking, and responsibility. Listen, man, we live in weird times. So I'm not even going to critical thinking. All right. Ask me this 2015 may have been a different answer, but in 2024, boy, oh boy, I value that a lot. All right. Are you willing to fight dirty to protect others? Yes, no. If I am in total control of my emotions, well, leading question, I'm going to take it. Of course I'll fight dirty if I can control my emotions.
Okay.
Then guess what? You're not really fighting dirty. You're just fighting in the gray. You know what I mean? Like,
doing what it takes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you were a hockey player. If you were a hockey player, like that, if I am in total control of my emotions, would actually get you in more trouble. Because the idea is, like, you do something bad on the ice, you can always fall back on, I lost my cool. I lost my temper. But to know that, like, nah, my temper was in check. I fucking low-blowed that guy because I wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm answering it on that basis, of that, because it appeals to the sociopath in me.
Yeah. Premeditation is always bad, right? Manslaughter is always a lower sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why I will always go down with first degree, because people will be like, man, like, even they know I will never admit to not doing something because I wanted to do it. Right? When I get stressed, I tend to take a deep breath and center my thoughts. Do a physical activity. Tell and believe myself that it'll be fine. Perseverate. Get stuck on. What's wrong? Oh boy. I really wanted to go with tell myself that it'll be fine. But the way they put the words and believe in brackets really fucking throws it for a loop, right? Because telling myself it'll be fine. Like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Believing it is a whole nother thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with take a deep breath, man. I gotta take a deep breath and center my thoughts. Punching bags ain't gonna do shit for me, and getting stuck on things is what's gotten me to this point in life as it is. So let's try something different. Deep breath and center. Okay. Which of the following is your favorite Star Wars movie? Revenge of the Sith, Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope, or the Star Wars Holiday Special? I'm going to go with The Empire Strikes Back. I don't know what that's going to do for the thing, but I just know
everybody arguably likes that one. Most yeah, people like that one.
Yeah, yeah, right. So I don't need to throw the Holiday Special in there just for
fun. Well, okay, the good guys lose in The Empire Strikes Back, right? It's
the, oh, well, the like, fuck yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Infinity War episode, not the end game.
Not the end game. What are we in now? Like the Ant-Man era? Okay. When things get hard, how do you tend to cope? I avoid and repress it. Video games, work too much, alcohol. I go talk to a friend. I try to systematically problem solve it. I lash out at others. I exert myself physically. Ah, son of a bitch. This would be one of those all of the above, isn't it? Like, I would take them all. I guess if I had to rank it,
yeah, we go through stages, don't we?
Well, talking to a friend tends to be the last thing I do,
yeah,
which is after I've already lashed out at them, right? So it's kind of like, hey man, sorry, I was a dick yesterday. I had too much alcohol as I was avoiding something. Exerting myself physically, I don't know. If I did that, I probably wouldn't be in this trouble in the first place. All right, answered. When it comes to focus, can do it if I put my mind to it. I struggle when I'm emotional. If I'm interested, I can hyper-focus. I excel. When it comes to, okay, you know what? The ADHD is reaching out to me and it's saying, if I'm interested, I can hyper-focus. But if I'm not interested, good fucking luck.
Right.
So boom, that's an easy one. I'm prone to engaging in future thinking, present thinking, past thinking. You know what? My therapist is going to be so happy to hear this. Having been stuck in a world of thinking about the past.
Does your therapist listen to this, do you think?
Only if they're looking to build a case or something. and as much, actually, you know what? In hindsight, my therapist would hate to hear this. Because yes, I've worked past the whole past thinking thing. This whole idea of living in the present, bit of a stretch. Still a work in progress. Still a couple of exercises I need to do. Future thinking? Well, motherfucker, I wrote my Oscar speech last night.
Yeah,
so...
I'm a dreamer too. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going with the future.
When solving a problem, I prefer to
collaborate with others, lead, control others, solve it on my own. Have someone tell me the answer. You know what? I am a collaborator by nature. But when solving a problem, I really just want to do it on my own. I don't really need to lead or control others. I mean, they got their own problems. I'm going to go with collaborate with others here because I feel like what they're talking about is a shared problem and not just a problem that is my own. Right? I feel like this is one of those things that this is like, which is probably the worst advice in 2024. My problems are my own, John, and I don't like to burden them with anybody else with them. So I'm going to go ahead with collaborate with others because perhaps once in a while. When it comes to spirituality, I am a member of a religion, an atheist, a theist, agnostic. All right. I don't want to be outed on the pod, but I am an agnostic. So
Okay.
Sorry to all our atheist listeners. definitely. Sorry to all of our members of religions who were really hoping I'd pick a team. Agnostic is fine with me. Who shot first? Ah, all wrong answers. No. Well, I guess it's all the one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see. for the listeners, it was all Han Solo. And then the last question also indicated that it was still Han.
Yeah.
What characters do you tend to play? Tanks? Healers? What is this, like a fucking Dungeons and Dragons question or something?
It's like, okay, like your kids are playing, or well, your oldest son is playing Helldivers. And so he might put on a heavy set of armor so he can take more damage, or he might...
Okay.
Yeah, it's like different roles.
So, okay,
tanks, playing like a game like Overwatch. Healer. Yeah.
Support. Rogue,
Yeah, doesn't
Tyromancer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go rogue.
Okay.
Everything about me is stealth and dexterity, John. Like, come on. If I'm not operating in the shadows, I'm not operating. All right. And what is your moral slash ethical alignment? Ooh, this is a big one, eh? So we're gonna go with lawful good. Yeah, neutral.
This is the D&D thing. We did this on our D&D episode.
Chaotic good. Lawful neutral. Who's Uncle Owen? Oh, that's Anakin's uncle?
It is Luke's uncle.
Luke's uncle. Okay. True neutral. Boba Fett was a true neutral. I thought that guy was like a bit of a... Oh, no, that's Jabba. Neutral evil. Chaotic neutral. Who's DJ?
I actually don't know who DJ is.
I like the word chaotic.
Chaotic neutral, though, is a real pain in the ass. So DJ would not be a main character.
Chaotic neutral.
It's a terrible
like a shit disturber, right? Isn't that like a shit disturber? Yeah. Is a chaotic neutral the kind of like they're happy seeing the world burn, don't want to do anything to fix it kind?
If you go into a D&D game and pick chaotic neutral, everyone will groan.
Well, I'm not making people groan, John. Not doing my job. All right. Chaotic good. Yeah. Good. I got Dimples. Han Solo. That just makes sense. I got a smirk, a grin, and Dimps. Let's go. Chaotic good. All right. So I have my result.
Okay. Like I'm excited. Yeah, I'm third. Okay, let me first guess. Orange.
No.
Okay.
You like to keep guessing, or should I just get into it?
No, just give it to me.
I'll give it to you. Purple Kyber Crystal.
Wow. They're all going to be Kyber Crystals, I believe.
Well, sure, of course. I didn't know that. Purple, as wielded by, I believe, Mace Windu.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
And Mara Jade Skywalker.
I don't know
who that is. But I'm guessing MJS.
I think it's going to be like, I bet you that's like a Star Wars Legends extended non-canon old books and stuff. I bet you she's like Luke's daughter or something. I don't know.
Right.
You could Google it if you want.
Yeah, I'll take a look at Mara Jade in a second. I'll add the Skywalker because I feel like Mara Jade on its own will just get me a bunch of inappropriate results. All right. Perhaps best interpreted as a mix of blue and red, purple crystals. Maybe befitting of an aggressive gray, in that they use both light and dark side force techniques. Mace often attacks from above with his saber. They may be the bad guy who is bad for good reasons, or vice versa. They tend to be aggressive and confrontational, but with a sense of righteous indignation and stubbornness. These users tend to be the vigilante.
Yeah.
Batman would probably be a purple user.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Cool. That's not bad.
Listen, I'm not going to argue, man.
So is that the whole write-up?
I don't want to seem aggressive and confrontational about this. But I guess, you know what? I'll take it. Not to say that I was gaming it a little bit, but I kind of was hoping for something along these lines. Because it's not all, hey, look at this good guy. And it's not, hey, look at this bad guy. It's very much a, look at this really good guy who just gets himself in shitty situations.
You know what
I like? Or vice versa, right?
I like it because we answered this truthfully, or sincerely, I think. We played the game real. I think you did. And that's your true color. Give me one. I'll tell you mine in just a second. All right. So first of all, I'd played this game along with you, this little quiz. I did this quiz, answered it as truthfully as I could. And I'm excited about the result. I just got my lightsaber here just for fun, okay?
Let me guess, it matched. The colors match.
You see what color is coming out of there?
It's a yellow.
I got a yellow Kyber crystal.
Oh my God, your parents know you so well.
No, I get to pick. You get to pick whatever color you want in this thing. So,
oh, like can it change colors right now, or is it like when you order it, you have to order the yellow or the red or the
blue? It can change. Yeah.
Oh, so based on your mood,
there's
you got a purple in there. Can you give me a shot of purple right now?
No, I don't want to change it. I'm a yellow.
Oh, yellow... you actually have to like open it up and like put the.
No, you just hold the button a couple times, but you have to cycle through. You can't just.
God forbid.
It's just a one button control, so I'd have to cycle through until I get purple, and then I'd have to cycle all the way back through until I get
yellow. That's like setting up Christmas lights. Holy shit.
Let's read about mine and see if it suits me. Yellow crystals often benefit users who prefer stealth and strategy, as well as hard lean towards technology and environmental supports. They do not put high stakes into self-pride, thus often keeping their force powers on the down low. These individuals are more about the bottom line of getting things done, as they may do things other light side users will not in this regard. They will pursue indirect confrontation and will meet direct confrontation with creative problem solving if need be. That's my yellow justification. And I picked yellow because I think it's like the coolest lightsaber color.
Wow. We really are not similar in any way, huh?
Yeah,
like it really is odd that me and you have made it this far so long throughout all of our years. I feel like 100% we would have been battling each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I just feel like it'd be Anakin and fucking Obi-Wan. Like it would just not end well, but I guess it's a good thing you're a yellow man, because my purple ass is going to fucking run roughshod on you. Right? Like it's interesting.
Hey, yellow and purple are complementary on the color wheel. So
they are. I don't have like many, right? Like the idea is, I bet you when you look at the list, there's lots of Jedis who use yellow, right?
No, yellow is pretty rare, actually. Purple is just Mace Windu, but yellow is pretty rare.
And Mara Jade.
Well, yeah.
Who's unfortunately now non-canon.
Yeah.
But she was at one time Luke Skywalker's wife and the mother of Ben.
Oh, wife. Okay.
Yeah. She was the wife.
Sorry,
Luke. She was a force-sensitive human female. Yeah. All right. I mean, I'll take Mace Windu. Like if anybody embodies purple, cool. Yeah. It's Samuel L. Jackson, I think. Right.
Yeah, he told George Lucas he wouldn't do the movie unless he could use a purple lightsaber, actually.
And then they had to create an entire thing about...
Well, I don't
only
know.
Only motherfuckers get to carry purple.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, exactly.
All right? It's like, who's got a purple one? Somebody who might be bad. Somebody who might be good. Somebody like motherfucking Samuel L. Jackson. Right? Like, all right.
Cool, eh?
Me and so Sam.
I think that's fun. Let us know what your crystal color is out there if you do this. We did the tryinteract.com quiz. What lightsaber color are you?
I'm also curious if there is any correlation between crystal colors and lightsaber colors. And by crystal colors, you mean like our good friends who keep the spirits away from us. Anthracites and the quartz and all that stuff.
No, I don't think so.
Imagine though, like
kyber crystal's probably not a real crystal. I would think it's just in a galaxy far, far away.
What if it's purple there and here?
No, but that's all the kind of shit
that would make an agnostic fella into a religious fella real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all connected. Yeah. All right, man, that was cool.
Did you have fun? Does it make you want a lightsaber?
I think it was fun. I got to learn a little bit more about myself.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat that you turned out purple, I think.
You know what? I do like it. It's got the uniqueness to it. Mm-hmm. I would have been really upset if it was just like run-of-the-mill fucking like, what's the most common? Like
blue, green, red.
Yeah, I would have hated any of those.
red is pretty bad. You'd have to go pretty negative on that test to get a red one, I think.
It's the kind of thing that if there was people collecting data and harvesting it, these are the kinds of quizzes that would really quickly identify to you the people that need to be maybe paid a little bit of extra attention to. You know what I mean? Like, it,
yeah.
Because I also feel like this is the kind of quiz that if it did show up and you were like red, and the end is like Anakin and Kylo Ren, Darth Maul, you are an asshole, sir. Right? Like, if the write-up is just as simple as like, you're not a really good dude, maybe you want to fucking look it in the mirror, that would be the ultimate SNL sketch. You know what I mean? Like, somebody who turns their life around based off of the results of a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah.
Fuck, I actually want to see that as a documentary now. Right? Like, there's some guy somewhere, 47 years old, doing a BuzzFeed quiz on, like, what pasta are you? He was dead fucking set on being, rotini. And it came back as fusilli. It, like, it was a fucking wake-up call. You know what I mean? Like, he just kind of, like, fusilli. The fuck? How? How? And, like, the next day, wakes up, starts working out, eating right, goes vegan. 2 years pass, goes back to the quiz. Hey, fuck it. Yes, I knew it. Right? Like, it's just like, yes. That would be me, man. Like, if I did like a What Friends character are you? And if I got Ross, you know how hard I would work to come back to that quiz in like 2 years just so I could be a Tribbiani? I mean, like, it's.
I did the quiz just now to get the red saber, and I'll tell you what the write up is just so you know.
Ooh, okay.
Red saber is for Sith Lords. Neurotic and controlling, with rigid and emotional thinking, red crystal users thrive on confrontation and have a low emotional cutoff. People with a low emotional cutoff tend to cut people out of their lives, even those they share intimate relationships with, over petty things. Though they may have high emotional intelligence, they use that to their gain, as they are often very narcissistic and Machiavellianistic. These people feel as though they can use people easily without feelings of guilt. This is very similar to a common CEO profile, and for better or worse, makes them brutally powerful.
So my takeaway from that,
yeah,
is that the only real difference between purple and red,
yeah,
it's a little bit of drive and ambition.
Yeah, okay.
And it's the difference between having been Hitler or having been like one of the guys who helped run the SS. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, kind of bad, kind of good, just doing my job.
They're all pretty bad. They're all pretty bad. Like, I think we all know that they're all pretty bad. That's pretty good.
I don't know. It's 2024. Things are up for knowledge. Debate.
It's not up for debate, Gaurav. Nope, not at all.
I feel like people on YouTube are reopening the debate.
Nope, they shouldn't be. Nope, they're all wrong if they are.
What was the most recent headline I saw?
This podcast is definitely not debating that.
The Autobahn was a good thing. Wasn't all bad. Oh, goodness. Shit, man. Yeah. Drive and ambition will take you from being a vigilante to a narcissist is what I'm getting. That makes sense. If you're purple and you're Batman.
Yeah.
But if you gave Batman the drive and ambition towards evilness, what would he be?
Man, but I think Batman has the most drive and ambition.
Yeah, but he's got the
waffle
righteous
head. Yeah.
He's got the critical thinking, righteous indignation, more of like a we'll break bones in order to preserve law kind of thing. Whereas I guess the red is more like the Donald Trumpy, like by any means necessary kind of nature, right? Like, all right, makes sense.
Well, like not to get too Batman-y, nerd out on Batman-y, like Red Hood would be the difference between if you gave Batman the excuse to kill everyone.
Well,
let's not get into that. Okay, Jason.
No, it's fine. I'm glad you finished up. Listen, if somebody was going to bring it back from Hitler and Trump to the Batman, I'm glad it was you.
I did my job on this podcast. We're here just to have fun and talk about Batman.
Do you remember when the Ku Klux Klan tried to rebrand?
No, I don't.
You didn't like it when they went by the Caped Crusaders?
Womp womp.
The Hooded Hillbillies. Oh man, actually that's a good one too. I love alliteration, as you can tell. Hooded Hillbillies, that should have been the name of our pod.
That's the best thing they got going for them, is they all those K's.
Hooded Hillbillies is also a really good band name if you're three black guys who sing country music. And Beyonce has opened the door, so it's about to happen.
Okay.
Man. Jack Harlow has broken down barriers for you. John, you could do anything if you wanted to right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the idea is, the weird part is...
Thanks.
What I would call as a character profile or avatar, if you will.
My parents used to tell me I could do that. Too. Yeah.
I know, but, like, it's weird. As much as, like, white males in the 40s are having a rough go of it, you are weirdly enough, like, you could be Post Malone and Noah Kahan in one. Like, you wouldn't even need to do like a feature error. You just do them both yourself. It's kind of crazy.
I'd have like to explain it a lot, though.
You're like Teddy Swims and Jack Harlow in one, too. You know, like, it's like, I would love to hear you doing country hooks while rapping over them.
My ego is what's going to wake me up tonight, not aliens.
What you're going to do is you're going to wake up in the middle of the night with a fucking honky tonk tune in your head with a verse or two going over it going, fuck, it's perfect. Yeah. I should do it. You mock it, but like, it could start as a parody and before you know it, people will be like, actually, we should take him seriously. He's actually quite good. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, there could be nothing more satisfying as a content creator than to have done something with the idea of like, well, I'm just going to post this and tell people it was just me being stupid. Right. Because like, you kind of feel the shit. You don't want people to make fun of you, like your aunts and uncles and your brother and sister. So you're like, I'm just being stupid. I'm just posting dumb shit. Don't worry about it. And then eventually someone's like, hey, those videos you do like about fonts, do you want to come speak at TED? We're doing conferences next. Again, like, it's like, oh shit, cool, right? Like, and it's like the Pete and Bass effect, and it would be the same John Brown effect where people will be like, who's the guy who clearly looks like he does way too many fucking push-ups and is singing rap songs over honky-tonk beats?
Well, no one will say any of that about me, so.
Well, you're not doing the future thinking enough, John. I'm already seeing it. I'm already picturing the comments on your videos. Mm-hmm. They're going to say shit like, guys, why is this actually good? Right. And then somebody will post like the little Jay-Z gif where like they're bopping. They're like, this is actually a bop, guys. And before you know it, you're in an Uber Eats commercial.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've made it when you're in an Uber Eats commercial.
I'm the new Subway spokesperson.
Do you like walking? You like subs.
I love walking. Woohoo!
I love walking to get my subs.
Yeah.
You know there's a Subway within walking distance of every person on North America.
Jeez, it friggin' feels like it. I think there's three in walking distance for me.
Well, I think you're already doing the commercial. That's it. Sorry,
I'll home take that Subway money. Out. Yeah, I'll take that Subway money. Come on.
Footlongs for life.
Look me up.
Footlong Friday. That's either a trending Twitter topic or a good deal at Subway. It's up to
you. You don't have to celebrate Star Wars Day this weekend if you don't want.
Oh, I really wasn't going to.
Yeah, that's okay. But I appreciate you playing along.
Listen, I've got time for Star Wars. I don't have like take a weekend for Star Wars kind of time. But I'll see the movies when they come out and stuff. I don't want to hate. And I think that's the beauty of it is like, I am what Disney loves. A guy who's willing to plunk down the $16 to see it and really has no opinion on it whatsoever when he walks out.
Totally what they
want. Like, that's what they want. They're like, hey, the guy knows enough. Mindless
consumer, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, look, he likes things that glow. He'll give us money for that. Yeah. And and I'll walk out. No, I could never be that invested. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying really, really hard to make it so that I'm even growing out of sports a little bit, John, and that like I'm starting to like be like, there's no reason to be this invested, right? Like, I am a sports fan now the way I am a Star Wars fan, and that once the game is over, like I'm not going to spend 3 hours on the talk radio. I'm not going to spend 4 hours on Twitter with people going on like, oh, they need to blow the team up.
Are you still I've moved doing, on,
right? Like I'm already watching something else.
Are you still doing fantasy leagues though?
Yeah. But like that's fine, because what happens is I think what I'm trying to draw the line between like fan and super fan, and like trying to pull back on fandom in general. Okay. Right. Cause I think it's a certain age, like when you're 15, 20, being a fan of something is kind of cool. It's an identifying thing. It's a, you know what I mean? Like, I like this band. I'm really into this author. This director is cool. It kind of helps you feel like you have an identity by identifying with something. But when you get to like fucking creaky back age like us, where the Robaxis set is the only friend you've got, you start to realize, right? Like it's really weird to be a fan of something to a point where you can be affected, right? Like, I think if you're someone who gets broken up for a few days because one of your celebrities did something wrong and got called out for it, and like for like 2 days, you're kind of like, I can't believe they do that to Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion's such a good guy. I can't believe they do that to him. That's the like issue kind of almost. It's like the only reason people are doing anything to him is because you're spending 2 days worrying about it. Right. Like if nobody gives any of the shit oxygen, you kind of move on. And I learned it first with wrestling, right? Like it survives. Like if I'm not paying attention, it still survives and goes on, and I will still survive and go on. Right. Like, it sucks to not be a fan of Kanye West, but you know what? It really has not affected my day to day life in any way to like, not be a fan of Kanye. You mean like
it would affect your day-to-day life to be a fan of his right now.
Right. Exactly. And that's why I just have a hard time.
But it's okay to like his old stuff.
Yeah. And I think, listen, man, that's how I feel about Star Wars too. Yeah. it's okay to like the original. Sorry, the trilogy was good. The original trilogy was good. It's fine. I'm sure I will, I probably won't be able to avoid it. I'm sure there will be like a marathon on like one of the television channels somewhere. There's airing all of them back to back, and that's fine. I wouldn't do it myself on Disney Plus to go and start the marathon, but I'm sure if I'm flipping through the channels, maybe 10-15 minutes of it sneaks.
There's a marathon of Can You Confirm That playing this weekend. If you guys want to check out our episodes, you can listen to them all right on Spotify or wherever else you get them. Apple Podcasts. Just check them out. They're all fun.
They're all there. Start with the most recent, as always.
Well, you are listening to the most recent right now, and then just go back to the next one. Just have some fun. Play along with us. Let us know what you did. You can reach us, canyouconfirmthat@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what color lightsaber you are. Maybe we'll have a little meetup of lightsabers. Hey, that sounds like something Gaurav would like to do. Everybody have a great week. Gaurav, have a great week. We'll see you next one. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
See you at the park, I guess. Say hi to people or no?
Okay.
Give me a second to stretch it out.
we talked about Robaxa said a couple of weeks ago.
So it's the weight of you carrying this podcast on your shoulders finally catching up.